This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia is preparing to formally annex parts of Ukraine after a Russian-orchestrated referendum, which many people are calling a sham. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Results of the vote in four regions in south and eastern Ukraine were announced by administrations put into place by Russia. They claimed 93% of ballots cast supported annexation in the Zaporizhia region, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% in the Luhansk region, and 99% in Donetsk. Many are questioning the suspiciously high margins in favor of annexation, with Ukraine and the West denouncing the vote as illegal and rigged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's state energy operator says the nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia, under siege for weeks, temporarily sustained a complete disconnection from the country's national power grid on Thursday. The company blamed Russia, saying, quote, the actions of the invaders led to the disconnection. It said the power outage was the first in the history of the plant. But the International Atomic Energy Agency said Ukraine later reported power was restored through a nearby thermal power plant. There was no immediate information on the direct cause of the power outages. Russia and Ukraine have blamed each other for attacks near the Zaporizhia facility. Meanwhile, world leaders have expressed fear that the fighting could result in a catastrophic nuclear disaster. An outbreak of Ebola in the Ugandan town of Mubende has put the staff of St. Florence's medical clinic on high alert, as it is believed to have treated the first confirmed patient, a 24-year-old man. Uganda's Ministry of Health has registered more than 36 cases, with five confirmed deaths. From Washington, this is VOA News. Finland said Thursday it will increase the security of critical infrastructure after alleged sabotage caused massive leaks in the Nord Stream pipelines in the Baltic Sea. A fourth leak has been reported off the coast of southern Sweden, this according to Swedish Coast Guard. All four detected leaks are in international waters near Sweden and near Denmark. The Danish and Swedish governments believe the leaks of their countries were deliberate actions. The Kremlin said Thursday that a foreign state was likely responsible. It called for an urgent investigation. Also Thursday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said conflicts in Ukraine and the ex-USSR are the result of Soviet collapse. U.S. forecasters say the powerful storm Ian is producing catastrophic flooding as it moves across the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. Florida's governor said more than 2 million people are without power from the storm, which came ashore Wednesday as a hurricane. In a news conference Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters the amount of water rising in Florida, even in areas where the storm has passed, is what he called basically a 500-year flooding event. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said it expects the storm to weaken throughout Thursday, but it could be near hurricane strength again as it approaches the U.S. state of South Carolina on Friday. The wife of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has appeared voluntarily for an interview with the House of Representatives panel investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol building January 6th of 2021. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The extent of Ginny Thomas's involvement in the Capitol attack itself is unclear. The committee's tried for months to speak with her to learn about her role in trying to help Donald Trump overturn his election loss. Thomas texted with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows after the election and urged Arizona lawmakers to pick a clean slate of electors after Trump lost the state. Her lawyer said Thomas was eager to clear up any misconceptions about her work relating to the election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mexico has become the world's deadliest country for environmental activists, according to a global survey. A report released by non-governmental group Global Witness claims 54 activists were killed in Mexico in 2021 alone. The Yaqui indigenous people of northern Mexico are still mourning the killing of water defense leader Thomas Rojo, found dead in June 2021. His body was found half buried near the town of nearly 3 weeks after he disappeared. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.